Chapter 26, Promises to the Poor. The Savior has not promised His followers the luxuries of the world. Their fare may be plain and even scanty. Their lot may be shut in by poverty. But His word is pledged that their needs shall be supplied. And He has promised that which is far better than worldly good, the abiding comfort of His own presence. The angels of God are ascending, bearing the prayers of the needy in distress to the Father above, and descending, bringing blessing and hope, courage, help, and life to the children of men. There are multitudes struggling with poverty, compelled to labor for small wages, and able to secure but the barest necessities of life. Toil and deprivation, with no hope of better things, make their burden very heavy. When pain and sickness are added, the burden is almost insupportable. Careworn and oppressed, they know not where to turn for relief. Sympathize with them in their trials, their heartaches and disappointments. Speak to them of God's promises. Pray with and for them. Inspire them with hope. Words of cheer and encouragement spoken when the soul is sick and the pulse of courage is low. These are regarded by the Savior as if spoken to Himself. As hearts are cheered, the heavenly angels look on in pleased recognition. Christ has shown us that there is a time coming when the positions of the rich, who have not made God their dependence, and the poor, who have made God their dependence, will be reversed. Those who are poor in this world's goods, yet who are patient in suffering, and who trust in God, will one day be exalted above many of those who hold the highest positions this world can give. God is a vigilant observer of the actions of the children of men. Nothing occurs in earth or heaven without the knowledge of the Creator. Nothing can happen without His permission. The poor man is as tenderly watched over as the monarch upon his throne. God is constantly at work for the good of His creatures. It was to be impressed upon the minds of all that the poor have as much right to a place in God's world as have the more wealthy. Jesus assures His disciples of God's sympathy for them in their needs and weaknesses. Not a sigh is breathed, not a pain felt, not a grief pierces the soul, but the throb vibrates to the Father's heart. The eyes of the Savior are above us, around us, noting every difficulty, discerning every danger, and there is no place where His eyes cannot penetrate. No sorrows and sufferings of His people where the sympathy of Christ does not reach. Christ has ever been the poor man's friend. He chose poverty and honored it by making it His lot. He took His position with the poor that He might lift from poverty the stigma that the world has attached to it. He knew the danger of the love of riches. He knew that this love is ruinous to many souls. Christ has said that we shall have the poor always with us, and He unites His interests with that of His suffering people. The heart of our Redeemer sympathizes with the poorest and lowliest of His earthly children. He tells us that they are His representatives on earth. He has placed them among us to awaken in our hearts the love that He feels toward the suffering and oppressed. Christ came to this earth to walk and work among the poor and suffering. They received the greatest share of His attention, and today, in the person of His children, He visits the poor and needy, relieving woe and alleviating suffering. God cares for everything and sustains everything that He has created. He who upholds the unnumbered worlds throughout immensity at the same time cares for the wants of the little brown sparrow that sings its humble song without fear. When men go forth to their daily toil, as when they engage in prayer, when they lie down at night, and when they rise in the morning, when the rich man feasts in his palace, or when the poor man gathers his children about the scanty board, each is tenderly watched by the Heavenly Father. No tears are shed that God does not notice. There is no smile that He does not mark. If God cares to make these inanimate things so beautiful that will be cut down and perish in a day, how much more careful will He be to supply the needs of His obedient children whose lives may be as enduring as eternity.